afford something with me today, and I'm going to ask you to help guess what might be in this bag. Now, I'll give you some hints. It's something that's pretty useful. Can anybody guess? No, all right. Here's more ideas. It's something that you probably wouldn't give mum for Mother's Day. All right? Sorry? A lawnmower?
No, I don't think it's a lawnmower. It's not a chainsaw.
Okay,
a whip.
Dad probably uses it more than Mum does. You're likely to find it in the shed. Or in, no, not an extension loop. Might find it in the garage or the shed, depending on what you've got. It's something that, what did you say? A hammock. No, not a hammock. No, not even warm there. You sometimes, actually, you find it in playgrounds often. Okay?
Bark.
Bark. Net. No, not a chain. No. I'll give you the big hint. Okay? They use it a lot on sailing boats.
Sails.
they do use sails a lot on sails. This is not a sail. Whoa! I think they're getting close. Let's have a look. We got some rope. Yeah, we've got rope with us today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about rope. If I can get the rope done. What do we use rope for? We use rope for all sorts of tying things up, obviously.
Having knots.
We put it in bags and we take it to church with us, don't we? We tie things up, we have tug of wars with it. Actually, this might be a good tug of war. We've done a tug of war at church before, but maybe we can't. We're not going to have a tug of war. We need to swing the rope, see? And I don't know what you think you're going to do with that, but anyway, it's not. We use rope for all sorts of things. In fact, I've got some rope in here, and we use it at work for when we put somebody up on the roof and we put a harness on them. This is like a safety one, I think. Yeah. You clip that onto something like a safety harness, and it's got all sorts of things on it. But one of the things that we have problems with rope, and I was in a bit of a hurry last night because we were out all day yesterday, and I just sort of shoved some rope in here. One of the things we find with rope is that it gets tangled up really easily, and I've got a few tangles here. What's the song we sang? Don't be worried, these are only 50 metres long, and we're going to have a race. Old side versus the side, and so we need. I'll give this to a group of people, and we can see where up the back of these smart ones. don't start yet, and here's some more smart ones over here. Go for it. Let's see if you can work as a team to untangle this right now. There might be a prize, we might not. Probably might not. Then we've got the telecom Right, don't ask me where I got this from. Helicopter. Can anybody do a fire number one?
No.
What's
the
tangle up there, guys?
They're still going.
They might be for a while. Can anybody tie a knot? I used to know a guy who was called. Actually, you sort of have little rhymes to help you remember how to tie a knot. And I know the rhyme, but I don't know the rock, the knot. It's called out of the bunny hole, over the log, back in the bunny hole.
Well, we've got a draw, haven't we? And I'll wrap my pride here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, thank you for that. I really need those ropes, so I'm technically anyway, what, as I said, one of the most frustrating things about ropes is that it gets mingled up. And no matter how careful you are, like I was very careful about these pins that they all got tangled up somehow or other, it's so easy to get tangled up. Extension leads are a bit the same, aren't they? And you know, I was thinking about this throughout the week, and I thought to myself, that's sort of sometimes what happens in our lives. Sometimes we can get ourselves messed up really easily, or tangled up really easily. We can get ourselves confused, or lost, or cranky, or busy, or things like that, with the things that life just naturally brings to us sort of every single day, you know, and we can sort of lose our way a bit and get ourselves tangled up. And the story that Elliot read before is a really, really interesting story, and it's one of my favourite stories. And in that story, there's a man, and he was tangled up in something, and he didn't even know that he was tangled up. That was the problem. He was tangled up in something called sin. You know, and that's the thing that so often gets us all tangled up, and we get sort of bound to it, you know what I mean? And what, can you remember the words of our little chorus? It says, tangles, tangles, the tangles I was in. But Jesus came along one day, and what did he do? He undid all of us. Okay, and when we get ourselves tangled up with this problem of sin and all the headaches and hassles that life throws with us, Jesus can help untangle. Just as those guys worked as a team to untangle that rope. And I just want to have a quick look at that story, because to me it's a great story. And the story is, as we've heard, is Jesus, he's sort of come back to his hometown, and by this time he's quite famous. Okay, and what do you think he'd become? Anybody know? He'd done lots of miracles, and he was so good, he was such a great teacher. Okay, and because he was famous, what do you do when a famous sort of person comes along? I mean, the famous, you know, cult, he just sort of walks in here, sort of all of the eyes that come off Dave, and we'll go to the cult, isn't it? And we'll try and have an autograph and stuff like that, you know. And we sort of gather towards the famous sort of people. And Jesus, he was in his hometown, and he was at somebody's house. Okay, and all the people that says came, and they filled the house, and I'm a sort of picture, sort of figure person, I think, you know, they filled every room in the house, they're probably outside the house, they're probably up the street, because the whole town has come to see and to hear Jesus. And I wonder what they were there for. I wonder why they had come to see him. Were they, I don't know, were they there to see him do something special? Were they here? There to hear him because he was good at teaching or something, I don't know. But anyway, five friends had an idea that they wanted to come and see Jesus. And the problem was, as we know, one of the friends had a great big problem. What was that? Could walk, could he? He was paralyzed, okay? The Bible said a funny word, paralytic. He was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. And so he was reliant on his friends. Okay, to carry around, and they got the idea, let's go and see Jesus. And what do you think they wanted to get to go and see Jesus for? Why do you think they wanted to go and see Jesus? Anybody have any ideas there? Yeah. Okay, they heard about Jesus, okay, and all these great things that he'd done, okay, and they thought, if we can get our friends to Jesus, maybe, just maybe, Jesus will heal him. Okay? And so I picture this again, and I thought about bringing a bed with me, because I couldn't fit in the car, right? They carried their friend along, and it says on a mat, okay? And I just picture this fella laying on a mat, and these guys have sort of got a corner of it, and they're sort of walking along, and they come to where the house is, and they get dismayed, because there's no way that the four of them and their mate on the mat can get anywhere near Jesus. Why? Because there's lots and lots of people there. Okay, so I think these guys are actually tradesmen myself, because they they were very practical, and they thought, well, we can't get to Jesus because of the crowd. How are we going to get to him? And they looked up on the roof. How many people are up on the roof? Well, he'll be up on the roof, right? Nabal. So let's climb up on the roof and get him in through that way. So I imagine out comes the ladder, out comes the tools, probably out comes some rope. And I wouldn't imagine they tied a knot like that. But anyway, up they went on the roof. A bit of a strange situation. Look up here. You know, can you imagine we're sitting here this morning and we hear a bit of a commotion up on the roof, and all of a sudden you see a hole starting to appear, and you start to see daylight come through it. And then, can you imagine that if you looked up there now and saw four heads peering through the roof? What would you do? Call the terrorist hotline, call the police, or do something, or it's just sort of, anyway, that's what these guys did. Okay, they climbed up. They were determined to see Jesus. Okay, and they went through all of that. They got their friend, and how they managed to do it, I'm not quite sure, because when they lowered him down on his mat, using what? Rope. Right? Okay? Landed right there in front of Jesus. Okay? And Jesus looked at that man, and I think he said the most unexpected thing. And we know what he said because we've read it. He said, he looked at that man, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, do you think that those four guys and the paralyzed man had come to Jesus and gone through all that effort to have their friend's sins forgiven? Or do you think they'd come in the hope that he would be healed from his paralysis? What do you reckon? Number two, right? Okay? They were there, okay, to see their friend healed from his paralysis. But Jesus looked at the man. He looked, probably pretty obvious that the man was paralyzed. Okay, and he didn't say, don't get up and walk. He said, son, your sins are forgiven. Okay? I'm going to ask you another question. What was that man's greatest need? Was it the fact that he was paralyzed and couldn't walk and needed his mates to carry him around? Was that his greatest need? Or was his greatest need the fact that he was a sinful person who needed God's forgiveness? Okay, yeah, he had a great big need in that he couldn't walk. And listen, your life, no doubt, are no different to mine, and I have been needing my life for all sorts of things, you know, and you are the same. But the biggest need, the greatest need that you or I can ever have is the need that we must have of our sins by loving God. Okay? That's the greatest need that anybody can have. For our friends out in the community, our friends that we work with, friends that we go to school with, our neighbours, the greatest need that anybody can have. And that's the greatest need that this man has. Wasn't the fact that he couldn't walk, was he needed to have his sins forgiven by God. Okay? And that's what Jesus did. Okay? But as we see in the story, there was a twist, wasn't there? Because there were some people grumbling about what Jesus did. They said, hang on, you can't forgive a man of his sins. Only God can do that. Hang on. Who were they talking to here? I guess they didn't know. Okay. And so Jesus, I think for a couple of reasons. Firstly, to prove that he was God. And secondly, to show that he loved that man, he said to the guy, son, get up and walk. And what did the guy do? It says it quite simply. It says the man got up, he picked up his mat, and he walked straight through the hole. He could walk again. You know, but what about physiotherapy that he needed and all that sort of stuff? Okay, God took care of that in the healing process as well. I don't know how long this guy's been paralyzed for, but from what I'm certainly no doctor here, what I know about people who are paralyzed, their muscles and all that sort of stuff waste away. And if there was some miraculous event occurred, their spine gets healed again, you'd think, well, what about their muscles and their legs and all that sort of stuff? There'd be lots and lots of physio and walking sticks and crutches and all sorts of things. But the guy
might
sorry?
He was covered by
the injury. But anyway, he got up and he walked out. Okay? And Jesus sorted that man's problem out. Did he prove that he was God? Oh, yes, he did. Did he prove that he loved that man? Yes, he did. Does God love you? I'm telling you here and now that yes, he does. God loves you. And whatever the problem is that you, or the problems or issues that you might have in your life now, that God's able to help untangle all of that mess. Okay? And he's able to do that because he loves you. Because he cares for you. Okay? So that's all I've got to say, and thanks for holding that rope, you guys. I really appreciate that. But next time we're untangling a link with rope or whatever it is, let's just remember that God can help untangle and sort out the mess in our lives.